This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How exactly did you get started with Boeing?
I was actually working out on the West Coast in human resources, and I went to a meeting of an association that I belonged to, and they had a job fair. And they were looking for somebody to head up the personnel testing part of the human resource department in the commercial airplane division. And I had an interview, and so I moved up to Seattle and took that position, and mm-hmm. and got involved in some other things up there too, research, personnel research, and things. So, but it was it was fun.
Was Boeing at that time? Was it the size that it is today, or a little bit smaller company back then?
It was pretty good size then. Yeah. We were making the 707, the 727. They had just started the 737, and they were designing the 747, and mm-hmm. they were designing the SST, which never got built. So it was really the boom time. We hired over 40,000 people in 1 year.
Wow.
Again, we had several locations, also a location in Wichita, Kansas, and others. But mm-hmm. yeah, it was boom time. So,
I didn't realize this just until recently. Mm-hmm. Boeing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. they're not just involved in like commercial airlines, but mm-hmm. they do space.
Like they have they were the prime contractor, I think, on this space station.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a lot of aerospace stuff.
And same thing with like military related
things? Right, right. Cargo planes and I can't remember right offhand about mm-hmm. fighter jets. I know there was one contract that we were competing for when I was there. It was supposed to be an all-purpose jet that would work for the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army, I think, somehow. And we didn't get it. TRW in Texas got it. It just happened that Lyndon Johnson was president then. No political influence, of course, at all. And the thing never did work out for any of the services, as I understand. So it's probably just as well.
I've never heard of TRW. Mm-hmm. Is that still in existence?
Oh, they made computers and electronic stuff to start out with, and then they got into aviation for a while. Yeah, I don't know if they're still in aviation or not.
There's so many, like going through your book, there's so mm-hmm. many details of this industry that I just like had no idea about.
Yeah, it is a fascinating industry.
Like as far as Boeing mm-hmm. goes, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you last time we met, but I didn't realize Bill Boeing he lived in Detroit.
Yeah, he's born in Detroit.
Born in Detroit, wow. Yeah. His parents were immigrants from Europe?
Yeah.
And they came over?
In fact, if you want, I can read you a little bit from that chapter.
Yeah.
My first chapter is really on the Wright brothers, but we can go back and pick them up if you whichever way you want to go.
No, yeah, that.
But as long as we're talking about Boeing, let me just read you an excerpt from this. Chapter 2, Bill Boeing enters the scene. William Edward Boeing was born in Detroit to wealthy parents, his father from Switzerland and his mother from Austria. He dropped out of Yale 1 year before graduating and moved to Washington State, where he bought timberland and set up a lumber company. He also bought a small shipbuilding company in Seattle. He saw a manned flying machine and became fascinated with aircraft. He took lessons at the Glenn Martin Flying School in Los Angeles, and in 1916 purchased one of Martin's planes. It arrived in crates by a railroad from California and was assembled in Seattle. Unfortunately, another pilot crashed the plane and it needed repairs. Before repairing it, Bill Boeing talked with his boat-building partner, Naval Commander George Westervelt, in their shop on Lake Washington. "George, the Martin Company says that the parts we need to repair the airplane would not be available for several months. This is really frustrating." "It sure is. But what choice do we have?" "I've been thinking. I think we could build our own plane and build a better one, and we would have it a lot faster." "Bill, do you really think we could do that? We've never built anything like it." "It's not that complicated. We build boats from wood, just add some cloth and metal, and you have an airplane. Why not?" "Well, when you put it that way, I guess we could." And they did. Their Boeing Model 1 B&W seaplane had outstanding performance, and they went into business. They got an order for 50 planes from the U.S. Navy and were on their way. So that's how they got started.